Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Spike.
This one's fine.
Toes in the water, ass in the sand.
Man, country singers drink so much beer.
Yeah, come on, man.
Oh, no. What's it? Who is this?
Zach Brown.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I had dinner next to him.
Really?
After the Eagles' Super Bowl win in 2018.
Yeah. I met him out there.
Yeah.
I met him at Jaws' cigar.
Oh, really?
The lead singer.
We were...
I kept calling him Zach Brown.
Well, his name is Zach Brown.
His name is Zach Brown.
I'm thinking about, is it a Zach Brown band?
It's the Zach Brown band. He's like the lead singer.
He's Zach Brown.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, former Eagles linebacker Zach Brown. Who was cut before the season, or he cut like early in the season.
Remember him?
He was a bum.
Different Zach Brown.
Yeah. Washington?
Washington for a while.
Yeah.
And he came here, dreadful.
Yeah.
Zach Brown, I don't even remember him.
215-592-9. Oh, no. It's Friday at 3:30. Holy hell. That means the guy who himself claims that he is the most accurate forecaster in the entire world, that is one Tornado Shapiro.
Only because it's true. Hey, fella, it's winter time, and you feel it out there right here in this town and also D.C., 39 degrees at kickoff tomorrow. Not a good week to go commando. Time for snuggling around the fireplace with hot chocolate and her good friend Marshmallow. Come on, music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
We got something coming in right now. We got an update across the screen here. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 3:45 p.m. with a wind advisory. Good news is this heavy rain is cleaning all the ice and salt off your vehicle. Giving your car a nice washy-washy never hurt you. Come on, 47 degrees down right now, but the temperatures are dropping faster than Debbie from Delco. It'll be in the 20s by 11 p.m. tonight, and Debbie, well, she'll be somewhere outside of Dolan's and Ridley. Good luck to you.
There you go.
Matter of fact, the next few days, you're going to see those temps going up and down and up and down. That thermometer, they're calling for high winds. Resulting in downed limbs. So don't be surprised if you see a baby's arm flying through the air. Prosthetic limbs first. There goes Peg. Saturday, big day for the fans. You know, we got the Flyers, Eagles, Sixers, all going at it tomorrow. 3-1 day. That happened to me once under the mistletoe. Cindy, Misty, and Wheezy. Santa says, ho, ho, ho.
A lot of cheap ones today. Sorry.
You got them if you use them.
Yep.
Use them if you got them.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Washington tomorrow, including the young tight end out of Washington, this guy, Colson Yankoff.
It's Yankoff.
Sure, go ahead. I've got a few minutes.
Okay.
Colson Yankoff, first cousin of Matt Yaloff. What a great story at the end of training camp. They were all set to give him his manual release. Yankoff. He could become one of the, join the list of the great underdog stories like Dick Trickle, Crotch Rocket Ishmael, Howie Schlong, Doug Flute, Rod Lakin, and Tim Saunders.
Ooh, boy.
It's a full run for Washington.
Tonight, too soon.
The Commanders,
wow.
Hey, the Commandos are having their Christmas party tonight. Yeah. They don't even put tinsel on the tree. They just sit around and wait for Sonny Jurgensen to sneeze. Gesundheit! Last time I was in D.C., I was at the mall, you know.
Were you Christmas shopping?
No, the National Mall. D.C., okay. The monuments, the protests. One year we were down there marching in support of the National Weather Servicemen. It was me, Ike, Sally Ann Mosey, Brian Mitchell, Yuki Washington, John Belaris, and a couple of weather gals out of D.C. named Holly and Ivy. Well, Belaris is admiring himself in the reflecting pool. B. Mitch had seen enough. He decided to bum rush Belaris right into the pool. Bang, splash, shrinkage. We look up. Holly and Ivy are sitting on Lincoln's lap asking for Christmas presents, but old Abe, he just sat there and stared at Washington's impressive monument. Come on! Attaboy, Yuki! More fluctuating temperature on Saturday, high of 44, should be 30s by kickoff. Speaking of Santa's lap, one year, Tom LeMaine talked me into being a mall Santa out at the Bazaar of All Nations on Baltimore Pike. That was fine. Everything was swell, but I forgot my beard. Ended up borrowing a merkin from Trudy Haynes. Yeah, boy, we brought joy into the world that day. Joy only charged me $40. You know, Christmas memories. I remember one year we went up to Rockefeller Center to see the Rockettes. It was me, Ike, Chris Kringle, Chris Coast, John Mayberry, and so Taguchi. The Rockets, yeah, they had us mesmerized with those high kicks. And, well, somebody got into the Ike juice a little early that day. I think Ike wanted to see if he still had it. All I hear is, get my next roll! Ike stormed the stage, busted up like that wedge, like nobody's business. Santa had sequins, falsies flying everywhere. Taguchi ends up at the bottom of the pile looking for a place to hide his candy cane. So, Philly weather tonight, more rain going down to 27. I remember my first Noel. I was 18, and Noel was a French foreign exchange student. Come on! Wee-wee! And that doesn't mean small. Hello! She made a snowman and put the carrot in the wrong place. get out there and take advantage if you have the spirit. Last week we were wandering around Center City and somehow we stumbled into the adult version of Dickens' Christmas Carol and her sister Karen. But I got to tell you, they made the season bright.
Is this ever? Are you ever going to give the weather? Can you just give the weather?
I got one more thing. I saw Brandon Graham with Santa at the Christmas Village. It was so nice to see BG get another sack, and it was a huge sack.
No. Not with BG.
Saturday, sunshine, clouds, high 39. The winds are strong, and the night is silent but deadly. Precipitation, that's a coin flip, son. At game time, all the decorations, get them all hung. Check under the camel toe. You heard it here first. Tornado, Shapiro, music, please.
No music. No more.
Oh, out of control. That was a long one.
Yeah, that was a lot. How about you busting up the Rockettes?
Yeah. Right in the wedge.
You're right, yeah, right in the wedge.
Right up the wedge.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Spike, all that talking you do. Oh, what did the Seahawks got a fight on? The number one defense. I can't tell. Last night, that looked like the number one defense. And you love.
Because it was a good offense.
You love hyping up the Rams. I couldn't tell last week, but Philip Rivers, they put up zero. Good offense versus the Colts. And you thought love.
No, dummy, the Rams offense.
You were talking about Seattle's defense. I'm glad you brought up the Rams because I'm sitting here and I had to do my research. I'm looking at this schedule. Every good team they played, they lost. They lost to us. L. Who else? 49ers. L. Who they beat?
They've also beaten the 49ers and they've also beaten the Seahawks.
They ain't beat us. That's what I'm saying.
That's all that counts. I forgot it's friggin' Friday around here.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're gonna put up 37 points on the Seahawks.
Do we need style points? You know what I'm saying? Do we need style points? We don't even gotta play hard. We gonna put foot. I told y'all yesterday. we back. The vibes is good. You know what I'm saying? And you love these pretty teams. Like, you love these pretty teams. We a gritty team. Just because a girl's pretty don't mean she ride right. I'm taking off for Yoshi.
Hold on, slow down. Yeah.
And she let off. You know what I'm saying?
What is this, Tornado Corey?
Yeah, slow down. Yeah.
Hey, Yoshi let off. I'm swapping with him. Pause. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I tomorrow, I'm so confident. We going to do the same thing to them like we did to the Rams because they ain't even got no hope. I don't know if you saw Debo in this podcast. He was ranking the top receivers in the league. He ain't even put himself and Terry in there. I know they ain't having no good season, but he ain't even mention them because he know. He said, I'm not on that level. He put Devontae and Smitty in there because even when they having a bad season, they still both going to get 1,000 yards.
Actually, to your point about the Seahawks, they also gave up 34 to the Giants.
There you go.
They didn't. The Eagles gave up 34 to the Giants. Yep. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. When the last time we played the Giants, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened? You know, that's all. And you can hype up all these priests. We know Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, when we need you the most, you going to fold. Y'all got that lucky little 2-point rule nobody in the world knew about. God helped y'all with that. Y'all lucked up. The Rams, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to play these teams. This all NFC West so tough. Ooh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
We know they said.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
They said the same thing about the NFC North last year.
Yeah, and what happened to them? We ran through them.
They didn't even win a playoff game.
Hey, and like my boy Chuck said, you know, cousin Chuck, let me Green Bay fillet. Oh, I want to know, who am I supposed to fear when Jalen Hurts is here?
Oh my
who
God!
Who am I supposed
yes.
to fear?
Oh my God! Yes.
I'm not going to work on Fridays yes. anymore. I'm not working
Jack,
on Fridays.
I want Jack to tell me too because he quiet a lot.
Yeah,
you know,
what? He got nothing to say. He got nothing to say in there right now, Corey.
Yeah, I don't
who
care.
Am I supposed to fear? You know, that's all.
You fear the Eagles. You fear the Eagles. That's who you fear. That's who you fear is the Eagles.
And we feeling good right now.
Why? Why are you feeling good right now?
You saw what we just did to the Raiders.
Oh,
the Raiders,
man.
The NFL team. Don't try to
barely. Wait, who would you take, the Buckeyes or the Raiders, straight up?
Hey, man, come on. I ain't going to disrespect the NFL team like that. The Raiders, they got families. They got salaries. They got cross. Hey, Crosby, I heard some stuff, boy.
He's an Eagle.
He's trying to get the Philly. He's trying to get the Philly.
Yep. All we got to do, you know, Fernando going to need some receivers, so we just got to get through the season. All right, we're going to work it out.
We're going to trade him, AJ.
I know a guy. But let me give you my siblings, you know.
Yeah.
I got to go to the home team. I know a lot of people don't like them, but they the most streamed brothers in the world. Logan Paul. Jake Paul.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're famous and rich as hell.
The worst, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. You see, Jake's about to fight Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, who's a monster.
Yeah, he's twice his size.
Yeah, I saw the weigh-in.
Can he just lose? I want him to get his ass kicked in one of these.
I kind of find him amusing.
Well, the problem is,
yeah,
these guys aren't really trying to knock his head off. So remember, he got criticized for never fighting real boxers
right,
or former
right,
boxers.
Right.
He was fighting former football players. Or
and
this.
He fought Tyson, right?
Yeah.
But
Tyson.
But yeah, it's 50. Yeah. And
wasn't
going to hit
him. Tyson didn't hit him.
Yeah, he didn't hit him.
I mean, he was biting the gloves. That was strange.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what Joshua does in the ring. Is he in there really trying to knock out Jake Paul?
Right.
Or is it some sparring session where everybody's watching and they just get paid?
I kind of have respect for Jake Paul for doing it.
He's carved out a lane for himself.
He sure has.
I mean, listen, he's carved out a lane for himself.
Yeah.
Dude, that fighting is Nate Robinson.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Oh my God, when Snoop was oh my God.
Yes.
That is still one of the funniest.
Yes.
You gotta go back and listen to that, Fritz.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
It's one of the few times Snoop was on point with this with that one.
National Appliance
sounds just like you think it sounds.
No, I'm sure it does. I have an idea of how it
sounds. Sounds just like you think it does.
Spike,
what?
It's a great time to get down to National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard us talk all year about National Appliance Warehouse. You're probably sick of it. You're like, I get it.
But Jack, the Black Friday mega sale's over, so there's no reason to go over there.
Not true, Spike.
What?
The season of savings is underway right now.
Oh, so there's just another great savings event.
They're always taking care of you at National Appliance Warehouse. How are they taking care of you? One, you're going to get paired with the perfect appliance.
Yes.
Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, Whirlpool, LG, whatever you need appliance-wise, they've got for you.
Yeah.
That's one way they take care of you. You get the best price. That's another way to take care of you. You mentioned seasons of savings. Also, price assure. Pieces of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. It finds a lower price elsewhere. Tax-free Delaware showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. What are you waiting for? And the last way that they take care of you is you walk in, they treat you like family. Not the annoying family that you don't want to see.
Around the holidays. Nope. Not those.
A welcoming family that's going to make sure they pair you with the right appliance. So, experience what Spike and I have experienced at National Appliance Warehouse. Get down there today and take advantage of the season of savings. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com for more info or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on. Only 6 shopping days till Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open every day, even Christmas Eve. Which offense is better this year, the Rams or the Eagles? So, Ike, which percentage do you think said the Eagles have a better offense this year than the Rams?
Can't be the high percentage. I'm going to say 24% maybe?
15, thankfully.
Okay, yeah, 15. Okay, yeah.
15. So,
yeah, I'm like, you're kidding. These fans know.
Yes.
They know.
So, the Sixers play tonight, and they play tomorrow night. Tonight, they play in Madison Square Garden in New York against the NBA Cup champion Knicks.
Ah, what? Yeah, why didn't Nick bring that up tonight?
Because he's afraid of the Sixers team.
Well, if you want to know who's not playing tonight?
Joel Embiid,
due to an illness and right knee injury management.
Wow.
Now, remember, right knee is not even the knee that he had surgery on.
I can't even keep up with him.
Yeah. I assumed he would play, as long as he plays, well, look.
Is he going to play tomorrow?
He's got to play one of the two. They haven't played since last week.
I know. I'm with you.
Yeah. He's got to play one. I never expected him to play any more than one of the two.
Right.
Now, I assumed you would do.
Yeah.
Now, maybe what they'll do is Paul George tonight, and then Paul George sits tomorrow, and then Embiid plays tomorrow. The Mavericks at home. And the Mavericks are terrible.
Oh, the Mavericks at home tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mavericks at home.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you get Cooper Flagg.
The Eagles are playing.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's at 8. Oh, yeah, it's too close. 7, actually. Yeah, it's too close. It's too close. So just as you start getting excited for the Embiid thing, and they have not said what the right knee issue is at any point. Now, it kept him out for 3 weeks, and we didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So it's.
Does he still have his place in New York?
He does. I would assume he does.
That's why I'm surprised he didn't play.
Well, and tonight's a bigger deal than tomorrow night is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I have no
idea. Although he may want to play at home.
Or he might want to play when the team stinks.
Ah.
You know, like, and he doesn't
like
have
the Mavs.
Yes.
It's
not going against Mitchell Robinson.
AD back yet? Well, he doesn't guard AD, right?
He usually kills AD.
Yeah. Okay.
He's always killed AD.
Okay. Is Maxi back tonight?
I would assume so. He wasn't on the
injury
report.
He was at practice yesterday.
Yeah. And he was at the shoot around today.
That's going to be one to monitor too, I think.
What?
Maxi and Embiid.
What do you mean?
Maxi feels like he's trying to take over being the face of the team.
Oh, I agree with you.
Oh, you mean, monitoring those two in that sense.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think
so,
too.
You don't think Embiid is he understands that and has gracefully handed the team over?
He seemed really committed on last Friday when we scored 39 without Maxi.
Yeah. Well, he said, he essentially said, I can do this whenever I want to. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I kind of want you to all the time.
Is that like the passing whenever you want to?
Yes. Look, if you guys can just do these things whenever you want to, you should do them more. I don't think that there is going to be, those guys get along very well, Maxi and Embiid. But I do think.
Well, that's when it was Embiid's team.
Yes.
And Maxie looked up to him. Yes. Bro, now when it switches, it becomes a little different.
Well, and I also think, you know, there was, Maxie did not have a good year last year. Nobody did. I'm not blaming him for it. But I think part of it was his frustration about how everything was going. And I think you could, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. I saw some frustration in Maxie in that game where all of a sudden Embiid was playing, you know, two hours before.
I remember that.
We saw a little bit of a different Maxie, and he came through. He ended up playing well. But if I think the friction ends up being that he goes from primary option when Embiid's not in there to secondary option when Embiid is in there. And that's difficult, man. I mean, that it's difficult from an ego perspective, and it's also difficult from a gameplay perspective. And Maxie just has to be thinking like, look, I'm a all NBA level guy.
Yep.
As far as MVP odds go, I'm fourth in the league.
Like, and I got to carry this team every night.
Yes. And yes,
yeah,
I'm playing.
You're in and out of the lineup. You're not here every night.
My guess would be that Maxie is leading the league in minutes, or
definitely,
at least minutes per game.
Right. Yeah.
And then this guy is playing whenever he wants. It just, whether they get along or not, that thing has to grind on him at some point, which is also why I think Embiid's days here are limited. Let me put it this way. I would be surprised, unless they went on some sort of a run. I think I would be surprised if Embiid was on the team next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
He just had a mouthful.
I have no information. I have no information. No. I have no information. No. You know when I do. I don't. I have no information.
But you said a mouthful there. That's a lot.
I just think.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
No. It's less about Maury, because I think Maury would probably roll the dice every year. I think what's going
to
happen.
Don't say that.
Well, I just think he would. Well, I know how he thinks. I know how he thinks.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, but no, not about this. Not about this.
Right.
We've talked to him for hours on the podcast. Whatever. No, I want to be. No, I want to be really clear. No one has intimated this. No one has intimated this from the Sixers organization to me. My sense is this. My gut would tell me this. Is that if this keeps going, the Embiid thing keeps going on and off and on and off, and they end up not doing anything in the playoffs, and he plays some games and not others, is that if I'm Josh Harris, and I notice that the only time anybody talks negative about us is when we bring up Joel, I say to myself, you know what? I don't care about a championship. I really don't. What I care about is a team that people feel good about, that want to rally behind it, and I'm not doing this dark cloud thing. And I think they're also going to run into that specific Maxie issue next year where Rich Paul is going to say to them, hey, guys, what are we doing here?
Right.
We have a player who is maybe first-team All-NBA, and he's in his prime, and we're dicking around with building the team. I can say it that way. We're building a team.
Yep.
I can. Don't dump it.
Listen, you're program director.
Don't dump it. Was. Don't dump it. You're allowed to say it like that. And we're doing this with the Embiid thing. We got to show my guys some respect here. Do something about it. And I think it might even work better if Embiid looks good. Maybe the
helps
get off
the
it
trade
price
value.
Goes down.
Hey, listen, no, I like to see you squirm a little bit. That's why I was.
Well,
poking
I just want to be
you.
Clear.
Yes.
This is not sourced information.
Yes, it's
just tea leaf reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not reckless though.
No, it's not reckless.
It's
but
not reckless speculation.
I'm just saying over and over again.
Yes.
No one has intimated this to me.
No, you're just
Zero
reading.
People.
You're reading the situation.
I'm just reading the room.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
Reading the situation.
The room.
I like it.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Did you just wink?
When he's traded this offseason, I'm definitely getting credit
Wait
for
minute,
it.
Jack, can you say you were joking? I did not wink at you. I'm on video. I didn't wink.
He is squirming over here, man.
Well, because I don't want to be cornered.
We could tell.
I want to keep my relationships the way the relationships are.
Did you just wink again?
No, get out of here, idiot. 215-592-9494. Jaws joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.